This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories.
Some hospitals here in the city are preparing for a possible historic nurses' strike as contract talks continue this weekend. Nancy Hagen is president of the Nurses Association.
Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, and Montefiore have been holding on cash. As of September, the three hospitals have had on hand twice as much cash and cash equivalent that they did in 2017. Even accounting for inflation, it's over $1.6 billion.
Governor Hochul says all sides need to stay at the table. She's issued an executive order to make sure patient care is uninterrupted.
To our nurses, your work is essential. We need you on the job. I support your right to negotiate for fair wages, better working conditions, and benefits. But also, I want to ensure, and hear it from me, New Yorkers, I will do everything I can in my power to ensure that if you need it, or your family member needs it, you will have a nurse at your bedside.
And if an agreement is not reached, the strike will start Monday morning at 6 at Mount Sinai. Mayor Mamdani is now condemning a pro-Hamas demonstration in Queens after having been criticized for taking hours to comment on the issue.
Thursday's protest in front of a Kew Gardens synagogue left folks searching for answers from the mayor, but some critics say he took too long to denounce the pro-Hamas rhetoric. So I asked him about it Saturday.
And what took you so long?
So I actually was asked a question around that same time where I made very clear something that is consistent with my own politics and my own policies, which is not only was that wrong, but also that it has no place in our city.
His response to the opposing side.
I absolutely am in opposition to the sale of land in the occupied West Bank, and that comes from my belief in the importance of following international law.
The verbatim message in those chants, say it loud, say it clear, we support Hamas here. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
A rally this morning in Midtown with parents and children demanding the Trump administration reverse a freeze on federal child care funding. The administration froze roughly $10 billion in child care subsidies, cash assistance, and social service grants to five Democratic-led states, including New York, citing alleged fraud without providing evidence. Here's Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from the rally.
This brazen political attack will hurt our families. It hurts our children. It hurts daycare providers who are already struggling to get by. While it gives massive tax breaks to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy.
Late Friday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the freeze, ruling the money cannot be withheld for now. A 17-year-old boy stabbed to death in Queens after a fight at a pizzeria spilled onto the street. Cops say this happened just before 4 yesterday afternoon near Jamaica Avenue and 76th Street in Woodhaven. Investigators say Josu Argudo was stabbed in the neck and pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital a short time after. Surveillance video shows Argudo being chased moments before the stabbing. There have been no arrests yet. Police are searching for two male persons of interest and continue to review video evidence. Crime Stoppers is the number to call with any info, 800-577-TIPS. A Long Island Railroad strike that could have started next week is now off the table till at least May. Newsday reports that labor unions will ask the White House to appoint a second presidential emergency board to intervene in their contract dispute with the MTA. And that move pushes the legal strike deadline from January 16th to May 16th. The unions argue their pay demands better reflect Long Island's rising cost of living. The MTA says a deal needs work, rule changes to improve service. Governor Hochul's office says the dispute should be settled at the bargaining table, not in public statements.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.